In our previous year, we had spoken about Tfilas HaDerech. And the Gemara continues on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph in discussing the Hilachos of Tfilas HaDerech. And the Gemara says, V'heichi matzlala, what is the proper way to recite Tfilas HaDerech? Rav Chisda Amud Umet, Rav Chisda says it should be recited standing. It could be said, I feel a mahalach as one is walking. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda, Rav Sheshes were traveling. Rav Chisda stopped in order to say Tfilas HaDerech. Omalei Rav Sheshes L'shamei. So Rav Sheshes asked his assistant, my ka'ovid Rav Chisda, what is Rav Chisda doing? Omalei, and he told him, Koi umatzli. He stopped in order to say Tfilas HaDerech. Amalei, so Rav Sheshes therefore said to his assistant, Ukim nami l'ladi v'atzli, I will also stand up in order to say Tfilas HaDerech, even though I hold that Tfilas HaDerech may be recited as one is walking, because miyois toiv al tikara. If the group is standing anyway, if the group stopped anyway, I might as well stop in order, I might as well also say Tfilas HaDerech standing, not walking, if at all possible. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yud Sif Dalin, as we said earlier, says, Vim Efshir Yamin Malela Kishyam Rana, if at all possible, one should stand, stop walking when he says it. V'mhoye roichiv, but if he was on a car, if he's riding, and it's tzarech leirit. The paiskim paskin, the Mishnah Brura, if the person himself is leading the animal or driving the car, he should not L'chatchila, recite the Tfilas HaDerech while he's driving. And therefore, the question comes back, as we discussed in our previous year, if we hold that Tfilas HaDerech can be recited by one individual on behalf of the group, the person that shouldn't be saying Tfilas HaDerech for the group is the driver. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that certainly, people who are sitting in a car, even though the car or the train or the plane are moving, and they're not considered as if they are mahalchim, because the issue of a mahalach, the issue of somebody traveling, why he should not say Tfilas HaDerech in that way, is because he can't have the proper kavana. But if they're just sitting in a car and therefore are not preoccupied, on the contrary, by asking the driver to stop the car, that could perhaps cause that they should get disturbed, that they interrupted the trip. Certainly, the Paiskim all say, the Paiskim say, the Mishnah Brura say that in those circumstances, Tfilas HaDerech can be said while riding in the car on the train. However, certainly, as we just learned, there is an advantage to say Tfilas HaDerech while standing. And in fact, El Yoraba quotes the Rakeach, Miu L'mitzvah Mu'umet, the L'chatchila, the way of reciting Tfilas HaDerech is standing. And since the L'chatchila, the way of standing, saying Tfilas HaDerech is standing, if at all possible, one should stand up. If, and in fact, I saw that if at all possible, if the car stopped anyway, I saw that from the Chaznish and from the Stipler, that even though they did not insist that the car be stopped in order for Tfilas HaDerech to be recited, but if the car stopped anyway they got out of the car in order to say Tfilas HaDerech, not while sitting, if at all possible, to stop the car. Of course, the Pesach can say there is no reason, there is no necessity to stop the car, especially for saying Tfilas HaDerech, only if the car stopped anyway, and there's an ability to say Tfilas HaDerech standing, certainly when one is on a train or a plane, where he could easily stand up, that's the way it should be recited. As we also discussed in the previous year, and as mentioned in the Gemara, Tfilas HaDerech is only said, according to the Baal Hilchos Gedolos, the second pshat that Rashi quotes, Tfilas HaDerech is only said if there's a trip that takes a parsa. In fact, in that shir, we quoted that there are those that say that the shir is not just a parsa, it's actually two parsas. And the question that comes up is when we speak about a parsa, is the parsa measured in distance or is the parsa measured in time? Because in time, it takes 72 minutes to walk a parsa. So perhaps, actually, this question is connected to the question that we discussed in the previous year. Because in the previous year we said, two pshatim, and what is the purpose of Tfilas HaDerech? Is Tfilas HaDerech getting rishus, or is Tfilas HaDerech a bracha because somebody is ramakum sakana? So if we say that it's getting rishus, so as soon as you're traveling the distance of a parsa, even though it can be traveled very quickly, it doesn't make a difference. If you have to say Tfilas, you have to say Tfilas HaDerech. If it's sakana, maybe it's only when it's more of a significant trip. In the Mishnah Brura Paskins, that we don't measure it in distance, we don't measure it in time, we measure it in distance. The other question that comes up is when we speak about Tfilas HaDerech, how many times on one trip must one say Tfilas HaDerech? So the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei says, Ein Tzarech L'Amroi Ela Pamachas B'Yoy. It only must be recited once a day. Afilu Im Yinuach Be'ir B'Amtza Yoy. Even if he's going to stop in the city in the middle of the day. Avil, says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Data Lolam Be'ir. If it is his intention to stop in the city, I originally intended just to remain in this city, and then I changed my mind and decided to travel on. So what the Shulchan Aruch is paskening is that if I started the day traveling with the intention to stop and go and stop a go, the halach is you only say Tfilas HaDerech once. But if you intended not to travel further, and then you change your mind that you did decide to travel further, then you have to say Tfilas HaDerech again. The Kav HaChaim, interestingly, in Sif Katan Mem Ches, brings down that let's say somebody's traveling as part of a group, an organized trip, he realizes that he isn't the person that's making the decisions about stopping and traveling and stopping and going, and therefore he, in such a situation, should make Tfilas HaDerech at the beginning of the day, and even though he thought that they're going to stop and not travel further, and they end up traveling further or whatever, one Tfilas HaDerech a day is enough. The Nemukei Or HaChaim says that even though that we don't say Tfilas HaDerech more than once a day, even if we stop and then travel further, he does say that there is a question what to do, and therefore he says that many people under those circumstances he would say Tfilas HaDerech without a bracha, or try to hear Tfilas HaDerech under those circumstances from someone else who has to say Tefillas HaDerech. The question that comes up is if a person is taking a trip for a number of days, must he say, how often and when should he say Tefillas HaDerech? So before we get into the details, and there's a machloitis ha'achroinim, what is the halacha, it's interesting to point out that Tefillas HaDerech is just like Birchas HaTorah, where we know, going back to the first daf of our Masechta, in Jewish law, we say Ve'erev Ve'yivoker, the first comes day, night, and then comes day. By Birchas HaTorah, we've said the first comes day and then night. And as far as Tefillas HaDerech is concerned, the halach is the same. The Tefillas HaDerech, we follow, the night follows the day. So when we speak about a new day for Tefillas HaDerech, we don't speak about that the new day begins at night, as normally it does in the Jewish calendar. But rather, when we speak about Tefillas HaDerech, we speak about the new day beginning every morning. And there's a machloikas achroinim, if somebody's taking a trip for a number of days, what is the halacha regarding Tefillas HaDerech? The opinion of the Bach and the Taz is that every morning he says Tefillas HaDerech, a new Tefillas HaDerech. Even if he was traveling constantly, that means if somebody's on a boat and the boat is traveling for a number of days, or somebody's on a plane and the plane travels from one day into the next, every day there's an obligation to say a new Tefillas HaDerech. The opinion of the Pri Chodosh and of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is just the opposite. The Tefillas HaDerech is only said at the beginning of the trip. And therefore, even if he stopped while he's on his trip, and he stayed in a hotel or wherever, as long as this is all part of one long trip, Tefillas HaDerech is only said at the beginning of the trip and not said again. And in fact, the Ktzais HaShulchan says that even if there was a Shabbos during the days of his trip, and obviously on Shabbos one may not travel, it doesn't make a difference. It's considered one long trip, and Tefillas HaDerech is only recited at the beginning of the trip and never again. Not needed to say again. The Ritvaz, which is quoted by the Shari Tshuva in the Birkei Yosef, and is the way that the Mishnah Berurah Paskins we should follow, says that if somebody stopped and had a Shinas Kva, he made a full-fledged stop along his trip, then he makes every day a new Tefillas HaDerech. That means, if I'm traveling, and at night I stop in a hotel or an inn or wherever, then every day I make a new Tefillas HaDerech. But that is only if I really did a Shinas Kva. I really went to sleep for the night. If I just stopped to take a quick bite or to make a short stop, that is not considered a stop that you should make a new Tefillas HaDerech for every day. And therefore, you only say a new Tefillas HaDerech every morning when you stopped overnight. The Paiskim actually indicate that we also have to be careful that, let's say, and that, as I said, is the halacha, we follow the opinion of the Ritvaz, but the Paiskim point out that, let's say, I'm taking such a trip, and I made a stop I made a full-fledged stop, I slept in a hotel, but I resume my trip before the Alois HaShachar, since, as we said before, as far as Hilchas Tefillas HaDerech is concerned, every new day only begins at Alois HaShachar, the halacha is that I should wait till after Alois HaShachar, even though I began traveling already before the Alois HaShachar, to say today's Tfilas HaDerech. Furthermore, we discussed in our previous shiur that one should not say Tfilas HaDerech until he's actually on the road. Rashi said they should say it when he right away begins traveling. Other Rishonim, the Meiri, other Rishonim are on the opinion that just the opposite. One should not say Tfilas HaDerech until he's really been traveling, that he's been traveling for at least a parsa. That is on the first leg of his trip. But if he's already traveling, so it's the second, third day of my trip, and I did sleep overnight, and since I slept overnight, I went following the Psak of the Ratvaz, I'm going to say a new Tfilas HaDerech today. So they paskin that in those there I could say Tfilas HaDerech in the morning, because I'm already on the road. And as the Taz said, one could say Tfilas HaDerech and to avoid the problem of Bracha Smuch El Chavrta, as the Shulchan Aruch mentions, right after Birchas HaShachar. So even though, as we mentioned, there may be an issue in saying Tfilas HaDerech right after Birchas HaShachar, when you haven't begun traveling, it is only your intention to travel, but you're not actually on the road. Here, you're already traveling. So certainly in order to avoid the problem of Bracha Smuch L'Chavrta, you should say the Tfilas, you could say the Tfilas HaDerech after Birchas HaShachar. But actually, the Paiskim take this a step further. And they say, given that we just mentioned that there's a big machloikus achroinim, if Tfilas HaDerech should be said every day of the trip, when Tfilas HaDerech should be said every day of the trip, since I'm already on the road, the best thing to do is while reciting Shemei Tefillah, in the middle of Shemei Tefillah, as we're going to learn later in our Masechta, one can insert Bakoshes. So you should say the entire Nusach of the Tefillah HaDerech. And then, as the Bracha of Shemei Tefillah ends with the words Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah, so you've properly recited Tfilas HaDerech, because you could say Tfilas HaDerech while you're on the road. It's obviously after the Alois HaShachar, because one can't daven Shemon Esrei of Shachris before the Alois HaShachar. And you're saying Tfilas HaDerech, because you could say the Nusach in the middle of Shemei Tefillah. And you're also making the Bracha, because the Bracha of Shemei Tefillah ends with the words Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah. And you don't have to worry about a bracha levatala if you weren't obligated to say Shemei, if you weren't obligated to say Tfilas HaDerech, because your middle of Shemon Esrei, where there you anyway obligated to say Shemei Tefillah, and that would solve all your problems if you're in the middle of a trip every day by Shachris, insert the words of the Tfilas HaDerech into your Shemei Tefillah, and you wouldn't have any issue. There's a very interesting discussion amongst the Paiskim about saying Tfilas HaDerech when one is flying on a plane. There's a famous vort from the Ragachover who quotes the Gemara in Masech Techulin Daf Kuf Lamates Omer Aleph that says, the Pasuk says, regarding the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, the Pasuk says, Ki kari ken tzipar lefanecho bederech. So the Gemara says, Motzah ken b'yam, if somebody found a nest in the sea, chay b'shluach hakein, then the mitzvah of shluach hakein applies. Shenemar, hanoisein b'yam derech. What is the halacha, continues the Gemara? If somebody finds a shluach hakein, a mother and its baby, flying in the sky, like an eagle flying with its baby, is there a chiv in the mitzvah of shluach hakein? And the Gemara answers, derech nesher ikri, that would be considered the way of a nesher, derech stami loy ikri. So says the Ragachover, from this Gemara we learn that flying in the sky is not considered in halacha, as the Gemara says, a derech. And therefore, the halacha of derech, tfilas haderech, doesn't apply when one is flying in the sky. And similarly, the Chelkis Yaakov, in two tshuvas, paskins that way. It's known that he quotes the Belzer Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Belzer, that said that the halacha is that one should not make a bracha when he says Tfilas Aderech when he's taking a flight on a plane. However, Rabbi Avadya Yosef in Shas Atshuvas Yichav Das Chelik Beis Simon Chavov says that just like we find for Birchas Hagoyma, the halach is Holchei Midboris, somebody traveling the Midbar or in the Yam, that maybe that's not considered a derech for other halachas, are Chayiv and Birchas Hagoyma. Similarly, he says that that is the halach as far as Tfilas Aderech, and certainly one flying on a plane is obligated to say Tfilas Aderech. Similarly, I saw from the Shalos Tshuvos Beis Avi, Chelik Revi Simen Yudches, he very much follows the concept that we discussed extensively, that the purpose of Tfilas Aderech is to get Rishus, so to speak, to get the authorization from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to travel. And he therefore says, what's the difference how you're traveling? If you're traveling by plane or you're traveling any other way, you're mechuyev to say Tfilas Aderech. If we're learning that Tfilas Aderech is here because a person needs to ask and fasiyat d'shmaya before he's traveling, it doesn't make a difference what mode of transportation he's taking. Not only that, I saw from the Shalos Tshuvos Mishnah Halachas that if, as we discussed in our previous year, Rashi's opinion is that Tfilas Haderech should be recited during the first parsa of your trip. So he points out that the plane, by the time it actually takes off, has probably already traveled a parsa. Going back to what we spoke about earlier, if we're not measuring it in time, we're measuring it in distance. And therefore, he suggests that not only should Tfilas Aderech be recited when one is taking a trip on a plane, but it should even be recited as soon, not long after takeoff, even before the plane is very much in the sky. Interestingly, however, the Shalos Tshuvos Minchas Yitzchak in Chelik Beis Simen Memches suggests that maybe one shouldn't say, doesn't have to say, or shouldn't say Tfilas Aderech, at least with a bracha, when traveling by plane. He has a very interesting approach. He says that actually traveling by plane is more of a sakana than any other mode of transportation. And since traveling on a plane is more dangerous than any other way of traveling, a person who on his own decided and chose to travel by plane has put himself into a greater sakana. And only in a case where it's a normal type of sakana, not an extreme sakana, is there a halacha that one recites Tfilas Aderech. But the bracha of Tfilas Aderech was not established, he wants to suggest, in such a circumstance when one put himself into this higher level of sakana. The Shalos Tshuvos Tzitz Eliezer and Chelik Yud Aleph Simen Yud Gimel quotes this Michas Yitzchak and finds it very difficult to understand. He says, and what will be the halacha if there's no other way to reach your destination rather than by plane? So there, it wasn't that you had a choice. And what will be if traveling by boat or traveling by car, one could prove is a greater sakana than traveling by plane? So what would be the halacha then? Furthermore, if it's a sakana, so then how are you allowed to travel in the first place? It must be that it's obviously not considered travel by plane. It's not considered such a significant sakana. And therefore, he finds it very difficult to say that one traveling by plane is not obligated to say Tfilas Aderech for that reason. And similarly, I saw from the Shalos Tshuvos Be'er Moshe in the Echelik Zion, in his Kuntris Electric, Simon Kuf Yudalid, he's very clear to say that you're obligated to say Tfilas HaDerech when traveling by plane, with the whole bracha. What he says, as we mentioned earlier, is that if somebody's changing planes in the middle of a trip on the same day, then he doesn't say Tfilas HaDerech. He says, again, if it's impossible to stand up on the plane while saying to say Tfilas HaDerech, then one could say Tfilas HaDerech sitting. He discusses also if somebody slept on a plane during the night, what will be the halacha if he has to say Tfilas HaDerech again? Because as we quoted earlier, the opinion of the Ratvaz that says that if you took a full flight, if you slept every day, you have a new chiyuv of Tfilas HaDerech. So he says it really depends on what your intention. If it was your intention to really sleep, even though it's on a plane, then it's considered a new, and it's a new day, then you have to say Tfilas HaDerech again every day. If it's not, then you don't have to say, then you don't have to say new Tfilas HaDerech. It's also interesting that he points out, this is not specifically related to Halacha Tfilas HaDerech, but Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in his Tzava says that on the day that one travels, he shouldn't polish his shoes. So he says that that is only when one is traveling by foot. But if one is traveling on a plane, the halacha that one should not polish his shoes, the minute of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, that one should not polish his shoes on a day that you're traveling doesn't apply. As we complete our shiurim on Tfilas HaDerech, the Mishnah Brura and others mention a number of hanhagos tovos, proper ways that one should act when he's traveling. And one is that the Mishnah Brura says that when somebody takes leave of someone else, he shouldn't say lech bishalom, but rather he should say lech lishalom. When you say, the Mashal explains, when you say lech bishalom, it seems to indicate that the trip should be good, but when you get to your destination, you shouldn't find shalom. But when you say lech lishalom, or many people have the minig to say lech lishalom, that means that not only your trip should be good, but actually when you arrive to your destination, you should also have shalom. Furthermore, the Mishnah Brura says that when traveling, one should always take a longer sefer. And even though there's a discussion about learning be'ian when traveling, that is only the person who's driving. But if a person is just sitting in a car or on a train or a bus or whatever, he could even learn be'ian. The Mishnah Berurah also says that one should not travel on a full stomach, because traveling on a full stomach could be detrimental. Also, he says that whoever travels should take along with them food, because you can never be sure that there'll be food. And the Sfarim explained that even if you're taking a short trip and you know that the place that you're going to, there's plenty of kosher food available, there's another point in taking food along. It's a skula that you should have success on your trip. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that if you're taking somewhat of a longer trip, you should always be careful to take along a talus and tefillin. Before one takes a trip, a longer trip, he should go to an Adam Gadol and to his parents to wish him success on a trip. And it's also important that when one leaves a home to go on a trip, the people should, who are, he's leaving from, should escort him out the door. It will help that the person will be successful on his trip. And as the Gemara says, indeed, here in Masechet Brachos on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, Hanifta mechaveroi, if somebody is taking leave from someone else, lo yifter el metoich dvar halacha, shemetoich kach zechreyu, we should always leave each other through dvar halacha. There's another girsa in the Gemara, al yifta adam mechaveroi el metoich simcha shal mitzvah. There is no greater simcha shal mitzvah, perhaps, than divrei Torah. Divrei Torah should accompany us, that we should be matzliach in all our ways.